All right, guys, we have hit the second quarter. We made it. Let's all pat ourselves on the back, do a little happy dance, take a nap. Just kidding about the nap. Don't do the nap. We are starting second quarter. We don't have time for a nap. All right, we've all learned a little bit about ourselves this quarter. We learned that we're good at this online thing, or maybe that we're bad at it, or what we need to do to improve at it. And we are settling in to do this at least another quarter, maybe even longer. So let's take these lessons we've learned about ourselves and do what I lovingly call failing forward, fail forward, which means we take our failure and we move forward with the lessons that we learn from them, from any failures that we have experienced. So let's take quarter two in the tail. Let's knock it out of the park. Here are some updates that you need to know about. I'm going to go through and basically explain them to you as you read. I have updated the late work policy for the second quarter. Starting with the week seven work, all of your late work will be half credit. It's very important that you complete your work each week because everything we do builds. Pretty much everything we do will build on itself, or sometimes the assignments are related to the other assignments in that week. So I'm putting them all together intentionally for your brain to sort of make connections and improve your writing and reading skills. So make sure that you complete your work each week in order so that you're not confused about the future assignments. If you have work that you complete late, make sure that there's not a zero in Infinite Campus before you fill out the form that is in the end of each week's Bitmoji slides and linked here on this page. As far as gateway work, some of you are trying to turn in your gateway assignments, but you haven't collaborated with me to get green light yet. You need to make sure you watch this video about how gateway assignments work. It's based on one of the week seven assignments, I think. And make sure you're following that process because if you do not get green lights, you cannot earn points on the gateway assignments. They're very important and they're central to what we do in this class. It is absolutely 100% necessary that you attend class. As we buckle down to have these classes at least the rest of the semester, maybe even the year, I don't know. We don't know what's going to happen. You need to come to class and pay attention. Maybe first quarter you had some fun playing video games while you're supposed to be paying attention in class, but that does not get you a grade. So you need to make sure that you're paying attention, engaging, and answering questions so that you don't fall behind. I cannot help you if you don't show up to class. You cannot know everything that's going on, especially if you don't show up to class. So make sure you come here so that I can help you because I want to help you, I promise. And it's becoming increasingly important for you to attend and engage so that the people who did first quarter had massively better grades than those who didn't. In fact, most people, I can't think of anyone who really did well last quarter who came to class every day. Some people pass by the skin of their teeth without coming, but that's because I didn't take late work half off in this quarter. I am. So make sure you're taking care of business. When you come to class, we're going to engage. We're going to ask questions. We're going to clarify activities. Sometimes I even give you announcements that aren't anywhere else, and you need to make sure you're there. Also, make sure that in Google Classroom, you look at each Bitmoji slide each week. I have them separated each week. I have the Bitmoji classroom at the top of each week with a different kind of emoji at the beginning of that week. And those pair together to show you what we're doing that week. Don't just go into the assignments that you see in Google Classroom and complete them because that's going to get you at most maybe a 30%, but probably not even that because if you're not reading the directions, you don't know what we're doing. So you probably won't even get those points. And some people did get very few points because that's what they did last quarter. If you go through the Google Slides, I literally have everything in order for you so that you can click to each platform you need to get to. You don't have to remember what each platform is because I have the links on those slides for you. That way you can get to them and remember which things you're doing. And there's even a checklist each week to help you organize those thoughts and get everything together. Infinite Campus. In your gradebook, I put comments for assignments. Sometimes you earn a zero on assignment because you answer both questions wrong. Sometimes it's like a small assignment or you did it completely wrong and I left you feedback. If that's the case, also check Infinite Campus feedback, like the comment section of each assignment. Sometimes people have submitted a request for me to grade an assignment that they earned a zero on. And it says zero and the student actually earned a zero on the assignment. Not that they didn't do it, but they earned the zero. So make sure you're checking that as well. So those are some things I needed to make sure you knew. Please reach out if you have questions. Come to class. text me, things like that. I'm going to put a little information here at the end with a reminder of how to join the class text messaging services, and follow those directions so that you know what's going on. Let's do it. Second quarter, we got you.